American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We really enjoy doing it, and we've been working on this project for over 20 years.
That's Rusty Thompson. He's with Blue Leg Farms, a cattle operation in Sharon, South Carolina. And the operation was Region 2 winners of the annual Environmental Stewardship Awards presented by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Rusty Thompson.
Well, we just enjoy having a nice place there, and we've both worked for many years and tried to take care of jobs and take care of the farm, and it was an impossible task, but my father was there for many years, but he suffered several medical issues, and so we ended up having to take over the farm.
It's a 2,300-acre farm comprised of 550 acres of pasture, 25 acres of annual hay crops, and 1,700 acres of timber. The diversified operation includes 200 commercial cows.
Yeah, and we thought we were fairly big farmers until we got out here.
And he's talking about that National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual meeting in Phoenix.
Yeah, we got out here and these guys own 200,000 acres of ground. But we really enjoy doing it, and we've been working on this project for over 20 years. Years of trying to put it, the final aspects of it together, and we just had to drill a number of wells and pipe water to different areas of the farm. And it's tough because we have that border on the river, but we just chose not to use it. You know, we could have, you know, used it, but we chose not to.
To help the Thompsons move cattle across the stream, the families built 3 hardened stream crossings, and the cattle on Blue Lake Farm rotationally grazed through 30 pastures, all with supplemental water sources, 43 troughs fed from a well and 2 troughs gravity fed from farm ponds. The fences on the farm are high tensile electric fences with 50% powered by solar charges. And to assist with wildlife, the Thompson family plants 20 food plots each year. They also lease hunting for deer and turkey on the farm for 3 hunting clubs. And he gets a lot of help from his wife, Jessie.
We're real big into the wildlife, and then my wife is also a former NRCS employee, so she has a lot of, you know, efforts in planning all this stuff too. So we really all put talents together. I was with Extension for a number of years, and I was our area livestock agent with Extension, and so we both retired about the same time and went to work full time on the farm.
That's Rusty Thompson. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.